Let the madness begin. I guess some of the effects of last night's NBA draft is rubbing off on the NHL draft tonight. Woo! Yeah, this is
exciting.
If this is what it's going to be like tonight, man, buckle up. This is going to be fun. Back here on 3D, Darren McFarland and Derek Mason here in Nashville. Robbie Stanley alongside in studio with us, NHL.com. Willie Donick is in Chicago. We'll check back in with him in a bit. Kevin Allen from USA Today is also joining us. Kevin, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
What, man, is this the prelude of things to come? I mean, this craziness with the Blackhawks, they pull off a trade with Arizona. Now there's rumors of Chicago and Columbus in talks. Sod for Panarin?
Yeah,
holy cow.
I'm not sure anybody's shocked that there's we're starting out fast and furious. I think pretty much everybody had predicted this, unless I missed something, because, you know, we've been talking about it for a month, that there were going to be a lot of trades, before the draft. But the one thing that is shocking is what the Blackhawks are doing. I mean, yeah, there's no question that I don't know that anyone expected them to totally revamp their organization like they appear they're going to do.
Yeah, what does this mean, Kevin? I mean, we've known for the last several years they've been salary cap strapped, and they've had to shed salary, and they've been doing that consistently for several years. But it's almost like I'm not sure what exactly where they're going with all these deals. What does it look like right now? And as we were just discussing today, right now, there's still more work to be done. But can you honestly put them as the favorite today? I mean, last year they were the number one seed in the Western Conference.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, what's interesting is people talked about, okay, they're going to make moves based on trying to get in a better salary cap situation. But this first move with the Coyotes, it really didn't change it all that much. I mean, Connor Murphy's tied up for 5 years, I think, at 3.8, and Carl Jarmeson's just over 4. So that's not really a gain. I mean, this looks like a team that says, you know, we don't think it's working. Maybe we're getting a little stale. Let's try to change it up a little bit. And, you know, the Sod for Panarin, you know, that could be maybe somebody anticipated having trouble with trying to re-sign Panarin after this deal is done. But, it's just odd. I mean, it really does look like the Blackhawks have decided that they really have to make changes.
Interesting. Let me ask you about the Coyotes and just what is going on out in the desert. You have, earlier this week, Shane Doan basically shown the door after all that he's done for that organization. And it almost felt like the "we wish him the best in his future endeavors," you know, email. Shane Doan is no longer with the Coyotes. We wish him the best in his future endeavors. I mean, that's all you can do for a guy that meant that much to the organization. And now we learn Dave Tippett, their head coach the last 8 years, shown the door, or I guess mutually agreed, whatever. What's going on in Arizona? What are they doing?
Well, the Doan situation was shameful, and I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, this is a guy that had been Mr. Coyote, had really shown so much loyalty to the point that he didn't want to be traded, didn't want to be sent out as a rental player. He wanted to stay there and be a part of selling the sport in Arizona, and to be, you know, drummed out of town with a press release saying we wish him all the best of luck and we thank him for all the service. That, you know, this should have been handled. If they fully intended to drum him out, then that should have been done maybe with months to go, so he could say his proper goodbyes in case he wanted to retire. Now, you know, he's left to he just sort of disappears from the game if he retires. So I didn't much like that. Since the new ownership bought out the old ownership fully, it seems like they've been headed down a real rocky path here. I mean, you know, they've got no captain, they've got no number one goalie, they've got no coach, and here we are going into the NHL draft. Like, I really find the whole thing puzzling for an organization that really needs to show that they have stability and credibility in a market where they're not even convinced necessarily that the Coyotes are a long-term fixture there.
By the way, let's just go on and put this out there. It's done. Sod for Panarin. It's out there. It's done.
Yeah.
So it looks like he is going back to Chicago, and Panarin will be shipped to the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Kevin,
obviously the Predators lose James Neal in the expansion draft. Number one, how big of a loss do you think that is for this Predators team? And number two, what do you expect them to do to replace the production that they got from James Neal from a goal-scoring standpoint?
Well, I think it is a tough loss just because they don't have a lot of scoring up front. And, they were in a position like several teams were that they were going to have to lose a significant player in the expansion draft. And most of the teams chose to give the Las Vegas team something that was even more attractive than the player they could get. And the Predators chose not to do that. I mean, the Minnesota Wild were going to lose a significant defenseman, and they gave up Alex Tuch, who's a real good young power forward, and a lot of teams gave up first-round picks. So, I think the Predators must have decided, look, we can replace James Neal. Now, I don't think it's going to be easy because the trade market for scorers is very weak. There's almost nothing available unless you could somehow get T.J. Oshie. There's nothing in the free agent market, so they're going to have to try to make a trade. I know they'll probably convince themselves that maybe their younger players will step up and score a few more goals. Maybe they're going to replace it that way. But I think this is a significant loss just for the fact that they don't have a lot of top scorers. And, you talk about consistency. A decade, James Neal's been 20 or more goals. Like, you can't say that he hasn't proven that he's one of the top goal scorers in the National Hockey League.
Looks like also Chicago and Columbus will swap their picks as well, and Mott and Forsberg may be involved in that as well.
Kevin, the other big move yesterday was obviously Jordan Eberle being traded for Ryan Strome. What kind of an impact do you think Eberle can have with the Islanders, and do you think a change of scenery for him could be exactly what he needed?
Well, for sure. Like, I love this trade from the Islanders' perspective. I mean, to be able to play with John Tavares, and for John's Tavares, I think this is a great thing too. I mean, to be able to get a goal scorer. Like, I never really understood why the it was almost like it was preordained that at some point Eberle was going to be traded. Like, I get it that he didn't perform well in the playoffs and that he's had some periods of inconsistency, but I think we see that with all goal scorers. And Jordan Eberle is still young enough to where his best season still may be in front of him. So I love this trade from the Islanders' perspective. I didn't think the return that the Oilers got, is one that should have the fan base excited. I mean, Ryan Strome has been another player that's sort of not lived up to expectations, probably less so than Eberle did, because Strome has never really had that, real good season where Eberle has had that. So, I know the feeling at Edmonton is that Strom's numbers will be stronger once he gets to Edmonton and surrounded by the talent they have, but we'll have to see. I would argue that Eberle is more proven at this point than Strom is.
Tyler Mott and Anton Forsberg. So maybe Forsberg becomes the backup for Chicago. I don't know, since they don't have Darling anymore. I don't know, Kevin, what you think about that that part in the deal.
Well, I mean, I it's almost like we're fishing, and those are two small parts.
Yeah.
We'll just throw them back because we got some pretty big fish, I think, coming. I mean, we may see Matt Duchene, and I'm not talking catfish either. I think we're talking some pretty major
deep
fish.
Sea so fishing.
Deep sea fishing, no doubt about it. So, it's I do expect that there's going to be a lot of pretty stunning moves today, but you got to give hand to the Blackhawks. And now here's the other thing too. You notice how they didn't wait until tonight to announce those moves?
Nope. They sure didn't.
Well, I don't think you'd want to start out the draft by telling the great fans in Chicago. Well, the Blackhawks announced we're trading away Hill Jarmuson, for Connor Murphy. I don't know that would have gone over real well. Although the Saad trade, I mean, he was pretty popular when he was here. But Panarin, he's a little more electrifying, obviously, than Brandon Saad.
Okay, you brought up Matt Duchene. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Certainly, we've discussed it enough here. Does he get moved tonight, and to where, in your opinion?
Well, it's a real hard one to handicap. I think it's going to be, he's going to end up, this is just a hunch, he's going to end up someplace that doesn't get a lot of discussion about it. In other words, you know, maybe he's going to end up in New Jersey or you know, with the Islanders. You know, the Islanders have a lot of defense. They could, you know, send someone, a pretty major player there as well. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't know that he's going to end up, you know, there were rumors early that, you know, that he could end up with a pretty major contender like Pittsburgh. I don't know if the Pittsburgh could make it work. And first of all, they don't need him. You know, they'd have to put him on the wing. Or Montreal is the same thing. Now that they've moved their young defenseman to Tampa Bay in the you know, trade that they made to get Drouin, I don't see that they have a part either.
Obviously, we've heard about the draft for a little while now, and it doesn't have the star power of a Connor McDavid or an Austin Matthews probably in this draft. But what do you think of the draft as a whole and the depth that it has in it?
Well, there's always players at the top that are going to be significant. I mean, you know, there's a lot. I love that players somehow get better after the season starts. Like, you know, Cale Makar was a pretty good prospect. Not pretty good. He was a real good prospect. But now all of a sudden people are talking like, you know, he might be Erik Karlsson. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, there was rumors yesterday that he might go number one overall to the New Jersey Devils, and they would pass on Nolan Patrick or the Swiss forward. So I think at the top there'll be six or seven guys that, you know, will be very helpful. Not the superstar quality of an Austin Matthews or a Connor McDavid, but even the top American, Casey Mittelstadt. Like, I've seen him, and he's got, like, Mike Modano, Austin Matthews speed. Now, he's not as polished and as accomplished or as dynamic as those two players were. But I think he could be, you know, another American star. Like, he's that that good. And he'll go in the top six or seven. But he's a Minnesota high school kid. So there'll be some players there that I think will help some teams. But I would guess that only, you know, the top two would be in the league next season.
Kevin, I wish Twitter could talk. If so, we would just turn it over to Twitter and just go home and listen. Because Twitter's blowing up right now. It's fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to, when I get off the phone, I'll go back at it here and see what's happening. So.
Hey, thanks for doing this.
All right.
Have fun in Chicago. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, Kevin Allen covers the National Hockey League for USA Today. And I'm not even kidding. I mean, Twitter is blowing up. And it does. It is interesting. We'll talk about this on the other side. What effects did the Predators have on the Blackhawks this offseason? We'll discuss that and more next on 3D 102.5 The Game.